get a naam re bolo bachagoram kahagoram lahagoram get a naam re Chejana goranga baje se hoy amar pranare Chejana goranga baje se hoy amar Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yasyaiva vadambuja bhakti labhya, premabhidana parama pumarta, tismai jagan mangala mangalaya, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Matulyo Nasti Papatma Naparadi Chakashana Parihare Pilajame Kimbruve Purushottama Madgavirapi Gopala Sri Kriyat Kripaya Jadi Tadaiva Sambhaya Pitva Rishayus Tat Priya Janaha Sri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunathapta Brajabala Bapahima Panchakopa Tarubhischa Kripa Sindhu Vyaheva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, I want to thank all of you very much for letting us come here today. Especially to Mahendra Prabhu and Karbhujan Prabhu and the other senior devotees here. You have a very wonderful center here, and we feel very blessed to come and get your association. We may question, what is the purpose of this function, this speech? This is not like a talk in the university. Our purpose is that we want to come close to each other and thereby be able to come closer to the Lord. Because when the devotees of the Lord come together, it's a very powerful thing. So I'm very unfortunate. I don't speak Uzbek and I don't speak Russian. So please forgive me. I have one good quality. My wife speaks Russian. So I'd like to start by asking all of you some questions. Who is a mad person? What are the symptoms of a mad person? Can someone say? Karabhujan Prabhu.
The one who is beyond the mind.
Someone who is beyond the mind. Okay. if I'm walking down the street and I see some mad, I don't know if they're mad or not. Did you ever have that experience? You're walking down the street and you see some mad person. And maybe you walk to the other side of the street. What makes you think that person's mad? How do you know?
By external symptoms.
External symptoms. What else? Can someone say?
By his behavior. He's not adequately behaving.
What behavior does he do?
He cannot control his senses. He laughs or he
starts laughing. If you walk down the street and you see some person, and there's no reason for them to laugh, we'll go the other way. What's another symptom? Another symptom. He's talking to himself. He's all alone. But he's having a big conversation. He's mad. Anybody else? Mataji.
You said that they love, they also sometimes scream.
Sometimes they start screaming.
Sometimes they're dressed in a weird way and they don't pay attention.
They dress in a very strange way sometimes. Sometimes they laugh, sometimes they start crying. For no reason.
Без причины.
The strange, dressed in a very strange way.
Одеты совершенно странным образом.
I remember once I was walking on the streets in Kuala Lumpur. In Malaysia. And I saw some man standing and talking to himself. Right, a little strange fellow. I went around him. And then suddenly he started, I'd never seen him before, he started running after me and hitting me. It's a mad person. So, today we'd like to speak about a very interesting subject. The madness of the saints. When we speak about madness, we speak about some person we don't want to be around them. But saintly persons sometimes also become mad. But then, another question will come, we'll try to address a little later. Who's really mad?
И тогда может еще возникнуть один вопрос, на который я отвечу чуть позже.
Who's really a mad person? There was one person in the 1940s. His name was John Nash. And he was a very famous schizophrenic. John Nash, he believed he was defending the earth from alien attacks. And he also believed that he was the emperor of Antarctica. And he believed that he was the left foot of God. So he's a madman. But on the other hand, you don't know. How do we know? Maybe he is the left foot of God. When we speak about madness, we speak about behavior which is not accepted in general society. Now, when we speak about the madness of the saints, it's a very difficult subject. Because generally, society all over the world is governed traditionally by religion.
Потому что традиционно любое общество во всем мире управляется или руководствуется религией.
They have certain social norms. In India, people are vegetarian.
У людей есть определенные нормы поведения. Например, в Индии люди вегетарианцы.
And in India and all over the world, people chant the names of God.
В Индии и по всему миру люди также воспевают, повторяют имена Бога.
For religious reasons, they wear clothing.
По религиозным причинам они одевают определенную одежду.
They're honest.
Они являются честными.
They're kind to other people.
Они добры к другим людям.
There's certain types of etiquette and social norms they follow, which are given by religion.
Они следуют различным социальным нормам и этикету, которые дает им религия.
But throughout all different traditions in the world,
но во всех различных традициях мира,
there are stories of great saints.
Существует история о великих святых.
Who are religious,
которые являются религиозными,
but they're mad.
Но они безумны.
In the Christian tradition, there is a saying in English, fools for Christ. They're also known as holy fools or blessed fools. And these are the kind of people who give up all their worldly possessions. And maybe they move into some monastery place.
И могут поселиться в каком-нибудь монастыре.
And they give up everything for religious person.
И оставляют, отказываются от всего ради религии.
And such persons very often they employ some shocking, unconventional behavior.
И очень часто такие люди начинают вести себя совершенно шокирующе и так как не принято в обществе.
To challenge people's accepted norms.
Бросая вызов принятым условиям или традициям.
Or maybe to deliver some prophecy.
Или для того, чтобы дать какое-то пророчество.
Or sometimes to hide their own piety.
Или иногда, чтобы скрыть свое собственное благочестие.
In Islam,
в исламе,
the Sufis and the Malamatis, they have a tradition of mad saints.
У суфиев и маламатов есть традиция безумных святых.
There is one Sufi saint that I heard about.
Я слышал об одном святом суфи.
He became very famous as a great saint.
Он очень прославился как святой, великий святой.
And wherever he would go, big crowds of people were following him.
Куда бы он ни приходил, за ним шли толпами люди.
And everyone was asking you, please give me some blessing.
И все просили его, пожалуйста, благослови нас, дай мне благословение.
But it was a disturbance for him.
Но это беспокоило его.
Because saintly persons, they don't want to be considered saintly.
Ведь святые не хотят, чтобы их считали святыми.
A real saintly person considers himself or herself to be the lowest.
Истинный святой или святая считает себя ниже всех остальных.
So he got some inspiration one day, the Sufi saint.
И однажды этому святому суфию пришла мысль, вдохновение.
And as there was a big crowd of people following him one day,
однажды в один из дней за ним шла большая толпа людей.
Suddenly he stopped.
Внезапно он остановился.
And he pulled his pants down.
И стянул с себя штаны.
And he started passing urine in front of everyone.
И начал мочиться в присутствии всех.
And everybody was very, very shocked.
И все были полностью шокированы.
He's not a saint.
Он вовсе не святой.
He's a madman.
Он безумец.
And so they all left him.
И все они ушли от него.
And he said, very good.
Он сказал, как замечательно.
In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a story of another great saint named Rishabhdev. He also had so many people following him wherever he went. And they all thought, oh, I'm very close to Gurudev. But Rishabhdev didn't even notice those people were with him. Sometimes Rishabhdev was passing stool and smearing the stool all over his body. But he was a great saint. Mahendra Prabhu. Would you let him in the temple? Sometimes it's very difficult. I'll tell you a story from Vrindavan. This took place about 50 years ago. True story. There was one sadhu who was giving class every day. Many people were coming to hear him. He spoke very nicely. There was one fellow who was coming every day also to hear.
И один парень приходил каждый день послушать его.
And he was a little mad.
И он был немного безумен.
He never took bath.
Он никогда не купался.
When he would come in and sit down, everybody would move away from him.
Когда он приходил и садился, все отодвигались от него.
He was sleeping on the street.
Он спал на улице.
And sometimes he was eating off the ground. And sometimes dogs were coming and eating in the same, from the same place where he was eating. He was a madman. One day, the sadhu who was giving class, he went to the temple of Gopeshwar Mahadev. As he was going into the temple, that crazy fellow was coming out. So that learned sadhu, he stopped him.
He
said, "What's your name?" And that mad fellow, finally he spoke, and he told him his name.
The
sadhu said, "Where are you from?" And then he told him a very respectable village.
И тот назвал очень известную, уважаемую деревню.
So, what kind of family do you come from?
И тогда сразу спросил его, из какой ты семьи?
So, I was born in a Sarasvat Brahmin family, very high-class Brahmin family.
И он сказал, я родился в семье Сарасват Брахманов, это очень высококлассная семья.
He said, do you have any education?
И тогда он спросил, а у тебя есть какое-то образование?
He said, I have a master's degree in science.
Он сказал, да, я магистр науки.
That sadhu looked at him and said, "My God, man, what are you doing? Why are you behaving like this?" And that madman, and he told him, he said something, Krishna inspired him to say something maybe he normally wouldn't speak. He said, "Well, if I don't act like this, then I can't see Krishna."
Он сказал, ну если я себя так вести не буду, то я не смогу видеть Кришну.
The learned sadhu looked at him.
Тогда саду посмотрел на него.
You can see Krishna.
Ты можешь видеть Кришну?
Да.
Да, сказал он.
He said, how do you see him?
А как ты его видишь?
Do you see him just for one moment and he disappears?
Ты видишь его на мгновение, и тогда он исчезает?
Sometimes in the beginning of when one becomes a great personality, they may see Krishna for one moment. That crazy man said, "No, I see him like I see you. We talk together." So why are you doing like this, behaving like such a crazy person? He said, if I don't do like this, then I can't see Krishna. So we don't know, we can't understand who's mad, who's not mad. Around the year 1180, there was a person born in the city of Assisi in Italy. His name was Francis. And his father was a merchant. Very wealthy man. His father. And Francis grew up with whatever he liked. He was always going and drinking, getting drunk. And he was partying with many young people. Running after different young women. But after some time, he started to see things. Things which other people couldn't see. And then he started speaking in a strange way about his future wife, his future bride. He said, "My bride will be poverty." And later he suddenly went to Rome and he gave up everything that he had in the church. And he came back to the village of Assisi. And he joined with a group of beggars living on the street. He had very nice cloth. His father was a cloth merchant. In exchange, his very expensive cloth for torn, dirty rags. When his father saw what happened,
he
became very disturbed. My son has become mad.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, his father went out, and the son came home. And he started taking all the valuable silk, expensive cloth his father had, and giving it to all the poor beggars. His father came home. His father was so angry. His father locked him up in a dark chamber. Finally, his father took him to a local magistrate and told him, I don't want my son to inherit my money. But the magistrate said, that's our system. So then they took him to the bishop. And the bishop told them, whatever you have, money, you should give to your father. At that time, Francis, he took off all of his clothes. And he picked up those clothes and he gave them to his father. He said, Father, these material things, they're very important to you, aren't they? I don't want to disturb you. You can keep it. And he said, from now on, you're no longer my father. My father is God. And he walked naked out of the village. He was a madman. But that madman is now one of the most famous saints in Christian tradition, Saint Francis of Assisi. I've heard that in the Islamic tradition, there's a concept that if someone comes too close to God, then they'll become mad. And in the Sufi tradition, there is people, they call them kalandar. And they give up all different social rules. And there are many different Islamic saints who seemed like they were mad. One person was Ahmad Radwan. He was born in 1895. And he couldn't bear to wear clothing. He was just going everywhere as a naked man. Similarly, the Prophet Muhammad, after he began getting revelations, he considered himself to be mad. Even it said that he was considering to do suicide. And his wife Hatija convinced him to first test the truth of his revelations. And then she convinced him that actually he was a prophet. There was another Sufi mystic from Baghdad. Al-Shibli. He lived in 861. He was a madman. He was so attached to worshiping the Lord that he didn't want to sleep. And so he used to take salt and rub salt into his eyes so he wouldn't sleep. And the people, they put him in a lunatic asylum. But he was a great mystic, great saint. And there, in prison, many, many people would come to hear from him. He still has a tomb in Baghdad where people worship him. So, there are many mad persons in all different spiritual traditions of the world. We can't understand them. And sometimes people, they can't understand the Hare Krishnas. Once I heard a story that there were a group of devotees in America traveling on a bus. And they'd made that bus into a traveling temple. And one day they were driving down the freeway at a fast pace. And as they were driving, they were having kirtan. And someone was doing artik. They had deities of Radha Damodar, but so big. And someone called the police. They said, there's a group of crazy people. They all have shaved heads. And they're jumping up and down. And on this bus, they have a little boy and a little girl, and they've tied them up with ropes. And they're torturing them with fire. So the police, they pulled the bus over. What's going on? I remember once I was traveling and preaching something in America. And one morning we were in a very strange town. There was no devotees there. And we were chanting japa on our beads. Walking back and forth in a small park. Maybe it was 5 o'clock in the morning. Someone called the police. They said, there's some heroin addicts. Mad people. They're talking to themselves. No one is there. And they have their hand in a bag and they're moving the bag up and down. Walking back and forth and no reason. That's a symptom of a mad person. If you see someone talking to himself, you think he's a mad person. And sometimes great devotees, they also start laughing or they start crying. There was one devotee, his name was Vamsidas Babaji. He was living in Mayapur on the bank of the Ganga. He had deities of Gauranitai, just like these deities. But he didn't worship them in the same way they did here. He would talk to them. And they would talk to him. No one could hear them speaking to him. Everyone thought he was a madman. One day the deities started complaining to him. Why don't you give us a bath? We want to take a bath. And Vamsidas Babaji, he wants to chant his japa. He started speaking to the Supreme Lord and chastising him. We can't do that. So why are you always causing me trouble? Okay, I'll give you a bath. So he took one deity and put him underneath one armpit, and another deity under the other armpit. Sweaty armpits. And then he went out to the Ganga. Went into the water like this. He was a madman. He would never lock his house. And sometimes people would come and steal things. He had special plates that he would feed the deities from. One day while he was gone, a thief came in the house and stole the plate that he used to offer bhoga to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Mahaprabhu.
What would you do if you found that?
Что бы вы сделали, если бы вы такое узнали?
What would you do?
Что бы вы сделали?
Prabhuji. You might be very angry at the thief, да?
Разозлился бы на вора сильно.
Yes, you might go looking for the thief.
Пошел бы его искать.
Do you know what Vamsidas Babaji did? He started chastising Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You're always causing me trouble. And you let someone come and steal your plate? I'm not going to feed you anymore. I'll feed your brother because he kept his plate. But until you bring your plate back, I won't give you any more. He was a madman. There was another devotee, Gaur Kishor Das Babaji. He was a sadhu. He's dressed, he used to dress in old clothes. He didn't go to the shopping mall and buy nice cloth. He would go to the smasana, the crematorium, and find the clothes on the dead bodies. And he would put that on. He didn't want to bother going and getting new cloth. He would sit and chant japa on the bank of the Ganga for 2 or 3 days at a time without eating or sleeping.
Без остановки, не спя и не кушая.
Sometimes you start hearing some sound.
Можно было начать услышать какой звук.
It was his stomach.
Это был его желудок.
And he would say, stupid stomach, don't bother me. So he would reach over and pick up a handful of mud and eat it.
Он протягивал руку, брал комок земли, глины и съедал ее.
He was a madman.
Совершенно безумный был.
Sometimes when he would be walking around in the streets, the children would follow him. And they would start calling him names and teasing him. And one day they started throwing rocks at him. And Gaur Kishor Das Babaji stopped and he turned around. And he started speaking in an angry voice. But he wasn't speaking to the children. He said, Krishna, stop that. Krishna, if you don't stop this right now, I'm going to tell Mother Yashoda and you're going to be in big trouble. He wasn't living in this world. And from external point of view, he seemed like a madman. Materialistic people can't understand devotees. There's a nice poem. I don't know how good he can translate. It's not easy to translate poetry. This is from a song written by a famous saint in India called Nam Alwar. I'll just read the entire poem in English.
Я сначала прочитаю весь стих на английском.
And then he can translate.
А затем переведу.
So please listen.
Пожалуйста, послушайте.
Mumbling and prattling the many names, while onlookers say they're crazy, entering and not entering cities, standing still or swaying. Before a laughing world, they dance, they leap, undone by feeling. And the gods bow down before them.
Они бормочут и лопочут множество имен. А те, кто смотрит, говорят, они безумцы. И входят в города они, и не входят в эти города. Стоят спокойно или качаются. Перед миром, смеящимся над ними, они танцуют, прыгают, охваченные чувствами.
Good translation. Hare Krishna Prabhu ke. So this is what people think of those crazy Hare Krishna people.
И вот именно это и думают эти люди. Они безумные кришнаиты.
They're always going around with their hands in this little bag. And they're talking to themselves. Sometimes they're talking really loud. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And people say they're crazy. They enter into the cities, but they're not really in the city. Because they don't live in the same place that everybody else does. They may be standing still, they may be swaying back and forth. In front of a laughing world, everyone's making fun of them. And these people, they dance, they leap, undone by feeling. And the gods bow down before them. So, who's really crazy? Our Srila Prabhupada, he used to tell people when he would go places, sometimes he would meet government officers. When he went, what was that place off the coast of Africa? Mauritius. When he went to Mauritius, many government officers came to him. At that time in Mauritius, they were growing sugar cane. And then they would ship the sugar cane to England. And England would process the sugar cane, and then they would sell them the sugar back. Prabhupada said, you should be self-sufficient. And he wanted the devotees should be like that. He said, every country should be like that. Prabhuji was telling me Uzbekistan is like that. Very good. You should be self-sufficient. But today, people are giving up living a simple, natural life. I see in India where I live. Many people, they live in the beautiful village. And there's nice forests there. The animals and everything's very peaceful and quiet. But they want to go to the city. Because they want a new wristwatch like Prabhuji has. They want to become famous and rich. And they go to the city. And what happens to them? They become like slaves. And they're sleeping on the street. They have no money, nowhere to go. They get some very low-class job. And they give them hardly any money. They become like slaves. But then maybe if they're lucky, a rich person may come and give them money. And the rich person may say, I'll give you this money if you get education. Yes, because education is a solution to all problems. And you'll go to the university for 10 years. And it costs so much money. And while you're in the university, you're in so much anxiety. I have a friend who's 22 years old, he was getting a PhD from Oxford University. And he had perfect grades. But to keep those perfect grades, he was only able to sleep 3 or 4 hours a night. He was a 22-year-old man with ulcers. His stomach was bleeding. He was in so much anxiety. School is a big anxiety. But we know, if you go to school for 10 years, then you can get a good job. And you can have a nice life. That's what some people told me. Have you also heard that? They tell you like that? Yes? And then what happens after they get out of school?
И что же происходит после того, как они заканчивают учебу?
They go get a job.
Они отправляются на работу.
And a lot of times, we're just being honest.
И очень часто, честно говоря,
it's not a nice job.
Работа.
You're working for someone who doesn't care about you.
Приходится работать на кого-то, кому плевать на вас.
They're just using you.
Они просто используют вас.
But it's okay, I'm making some money.
Но ничего страшного, я зарабатываю деньги.
Sometimes in Los Angeles there are people who have to drive 2 hours a day to get to their job and then go back in the evening.
Иногда людям в Лос-Анджелесе приходится ездить 2 часа на работу и затем возвращаться.
They work for 8 hours.
Они работают 8 часов.
But the whole time they're working, they're just trying to make enough money so they can continue working.
И все время, пока они работают, они пытаются заработать достаточно денег, чтобы можно было продолжать работать.
Because they have to have a nice new car.
Потому что ведь им нужна хорошая новая машина.
Otherwise they can't drive 2 hours a day.
Иначе как они смогут ездить по 2 часа в сутки?
But the car costs a lot of money.
Но ведь машина стоит много денег.
So they have to take a loan from the bank.
Поэтому в банке приходится брать заем.
And it takes many years to pay off.
А затем, чтобы его отплатить.
And then by law they have to have insurance for the car.
И ведь по закону еще должна быть страховка на машину.
And then to have a nice life, you want to have a pretty girlfriend.
Но ведь еще, чтобы жизнь была хорошей, нужна красивая девушка.
It requires an even more expensive car.
А для этого нужна еще более дорогая машина.
And then it requires an expensive flat.
И квартира тоже должна быть достаточно дорогой.
And then you have to buy an expensive television.
Нужно купить дорогой телевизор.
Because you're in so much anxiety all day long.
И поскольку вы весь день так сильно переживаете.
While you're working, how am I going to pay for my flat? How am I going to pay for my car?
Как я заплачу за квартиру? Как я заплачу за машину?
And I have to have health insurance. And I have to have house insurance.
Нужно дом собрать.
And I have so many payments.
Столько разных платежей надо сделать.
But finally, I got a girlfriend.
В конце концов у меня появилась девушка.
But I think she's cheating. Cheating on me with my best friend. So your life is miserable. But it's okay. I have television. My life is so miserable. But I go home at the end of the day so exhausted. My boss hates me. The people that work are all idiots. It's a stupid job. I have to drive 2 hours a day on a horrible road and traffic to pay off my car and my flat. So when I go home at the end of the day, I'm exhausted. So then what do? I turn off my brain and I turn on the TV. And I pretend everything's nice. And I live in a fantasy. So let me ask you a question. Who's really mad? Who's really mad in this world? These people, so many of us, we work our whole life for what?
Очень многие из нас трудятся всю свою жизнь. Ради чего?
Don't speak like that.
Не говорите так.
You'll spoil the whole party.
Вы испортите всю вечеринку, все веселье.
I'm working hard, so I'll get a pension.
Ведь я работаю изо всех сил для того, чтобы...
What will you do after you get your pension?
А что же вы делаете, когда получаете пенсию?
I'll stay home and watch television.
Дома сижу, телевизор смотрю.
We can't even have our own life.
У нас не бывает даже своей собственной жизни.
We go inside the television, inside the computer.
Мы погружаемся в телевизор или в компьютер.
And we live someone else's life.
И живем чьей-то еще жизнью.
Because we can't look at our life.
Потому что мы не можем посмотреть на свою жизнь.
Because our life is so miserable.
Потому что наша жизнь настолько ужасна.
And then if we see someone who's chanting the names of God and they look very happy.
А затем если мы видим кого-то, кто повторяет имена Бога и выглядит очень счастливым.
We think, crazy fellow.
Мы говорим, и все в психушку.
How can you be happy?
Как вы вообще можете быть?
Must be a crazy fellow.
Скорее всего, сумасшедший.
Why should we work so hard? We should try to understand what is the purpose of my life. Why am I here? What's real happiness? But I'll tell you a secret. The big banks, the credit card companies, they don't want you to think like this.
Я хочу раскрыть вам одну тайну. Большие компании, банки, кредитные, они не хотят, чтобы вы думали так.
They want you to shop till you drop.
Они хотят, чтобы вы совершали покупки до тех пор, пока не упадете замертво.
They want everyone to be good little shoppers.
Они хотят, чтобы все превратились просто в
покупателей. And they tell you, you'll be happy.
Они говорят вам, вы будете счастливы.
So you had a bad day today.
Ну и что, что у вас был плохой день сегодня?
You can go and buy a brand new pair of shoes.
Вы можете пойти купить себе новые хорошие ботинки.
And everything will be okay.
Просто классно.
And you do it on your credit card. So you don't really have to have the money. And what does it mean? It means you're never free. It means you're spending your whole life paying money to those big rich people. So you can have a new pair of shoes and watch television. This is happiness in today's world. Even 50 years ago, 100 years ago, people were living very close to the land.
Даже 50 или 100 лет назад люди жили очень близко к земле.
They had nice relationships with their neighbors.
Были хорошие отношения с соседями.
They would help each other.
Помогали друг другу.
If they needed to build a house,
если нужно было построить дом,
they would help each other.
Помогали друг другу.
They would help each other in the fields.
Люди помогали друг другу в полях.
But today we live in a big apartment building because I can't afford a house.
Но сегодня мы живем в больших, огромных квартирах, потому что мы не можем позволить себе.
And I don't know who lives next door to me.
Я понятия не имею о том, кто живет со мной по соседству.
I don't have time to meet them. Because I have to work every day. And when I finish work, I'm so tired, I just want to watch television. So who is really mad? I want to be a free person. I don't want to be controlled by some bankster, some bank personality who's just a gangster.
Я не хочу, чтобы меня контролировали банкстеры. Люди, работающие в банках, которые на самом деле являются гангстерами.
So, we don't care if people join this movement, if people give money.
И для нас не важно, присоединятся ли люди к этому движению и будут давать деньги.
We don't care if you stay Islam, if you stay Christian.
Для нас не важно, останется ли человек христианином или будет исповедовать ислам.
The founder of our movement, he said, we just want to see that people are happy.
Основатель нашего движения сказал, мы хотим, чтобы просто все вы были счастливы, видите это.
That's the purpose of this movement.
Такова цель этого движения.
And if you want to stay Islam, you stay Islam, no problem.
Если вы хотите оставаться мусульманином,
or if you're a Buddhist, or a Christian, or a Hindu, you stay that way, no problem.
Индусом оставайтесь, не проблема.
But we just want to see people happy.
Мы просто хотим видеть, что люди счастливы.
And people today, they're being controlled.
А люди в наше время всех контролируют.
They're being used.
Используют.
Please don't be used.
Пожалуйста, не позволяйте себя использовать.
People today, they're becoming mad.
Люди в наше время становятся сумасшедшими.
We also want to become mad.
Мы тоже хотим стать безумцами.
But we want to become mad for God.
Но мы хотим безумно стать сумасшедшими по Богу.
A madman is someone who sees things that aren't really there.
Сумасшедшие видят вещи, которых на самом деле нет.
We also want to see things.
Мы тоже хотим видеть вещи.
We want to see the beautiful form of Shamsundar Krishna.
Но мы хотим видеть прекрасную форму, образ Шамасундары Кришны.
We want to see God.
Мы хотим видеть Бога.
In English, the word God, it comes from the Bible.
В английском языке слово Бог происходит из Библии.
And it said that when Moses met God on Mount Sinai,
и говорится, что когда Моисей встретил Бога на горе Синай,
he heard a beautiful sound.
Он услышал прекрасный звук.
And that voice said what?
Музак.
Said Музак.
Этот голос сказал Музак.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Moses?
Что ты делаешь, Мозес?
And that sound of God's voice was so beautiful.
И этот звук голоса Божьего был настолько прекрасен,
that the English word music came.
Что английское слово музыка произошло от этого слова.
Music means the sound of God's voice.
Слово музыка означает звук гласа Божьего.
But only a mad person hears God's voice.
Но только безумцы слышат голос Бога.
But this is the purpose of our movement.
Но такова цель нашего движения.
We want to see the whole world become mad.
Мы хотим увидеть, что весь мир станет безумным.
We want people to hear the voice of God.
Мы хотим, чтобы люди услышали голос Бога.
We want them to see Him.
Мы хотим, чтобы они увидели.
We want people to dance and cry and laugh in ecstasy.
Мы хотим, чтобы люди танцевали, плакали и смеялись в экстазе.
We want to hear the voice of God, not the voice of television.
Мы хотим слышать голос Бога, а не голос телевизора.
So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki
jai.
Gaura Premanandi. We have time for a question or two? Done?
Yes.
If anybody has some question or comment, maybe?
Если у кого-то вопросы или комментарии.
Kara Bhajana Prabhu.
We just described the situation in this world with all this education, credit cards, bank systems, television.
Could you explain in more detail, like the practical side of it, because all of us have families and children?
How
to properly act, work and function so that we would know where the border is. And
when people see my hand in this bag, they think I'm mad. They say, what are you doing?
So
I'm talking to God.
So
where is God?
Huh?
God doesn't exist. And then I ask them, what's that thing in your hand? So, this is a credit card. So what is a credit card? Oh, this is my money. Where is your money? Oh, you can't see it. It's the same thing. You can't really see that money, you're just being controlled your whole life. But at the same time, Prabhuji is making a good point. We have to take care of our families. We have to live in this world also. We need to be practical. So we may do that in different ways. I would encourage everyone to try to find honest ways to make money. Don't steal money or sell credit cards. That's also stealing money. Jai Shri Shri Gaura. Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to encourage everyone to grow their own food. I have a video. There's a family, six people, living in Los Angeles. Right in the middle of the city. They have a very small plot of land.
У них очень есть маленький участок земли.
Maybe it's twice as big as this room.
Может быть, размером с две таких комнаты.
They grow all their own food for six people.
И они выращивают сами себе всю еду на шесть человек.
In fact, they grow more food than they can use.
На самом деле, они выращивают больше еды, чем могут съесть.
And everything they grow is organic and very nice. And sometimes there's some big restaurants who come and they purchase lettuce and different vegetables from them. That's in Los Angeles where they're able to grow year-round. But it doesn't require that much property. Why don't we do that? Huh? Instead, we go to the big, they leave the village in India and they go to the big city. And they watch the Bollywood movies. And what do they show you in the Bollywood movies?
Huh?
How nice it is in the forest and the countryside. Which, the countryside that you left.
в том самом лесу и в том самом за городом, который, в сельской местности, которую вы покинули.
But I live a better life than my family in the village. I live a better life than my family in the village.
Я веду более замечательную жизнь, чем моя семья в деревне.
I have a nice big television.
У меня такой большой хороший телевизор.
That I'm paying for with my credit card.
Я плачу за него своей кредиткой.
What kind of life is it?
Что же это за жизнь?
People should be free.
Люди должны быть свободны.
So anyone can purchase a little land and grow your own vegetables and fruits.
Чтобы любой мог купить небольшой участок земли и выращивать себе овощи и фрукты.
This would be good for you.
Это было бы хорошо.
It'd be good for your community.
Для вашей общины.
It'll be good for your country.
Для вашей страны.
It'll be good for this world.
Это было бы хорошо для этого мира.
We need more people to be self-sufficient.
Нам нужно больше людей, которые являются самодостаточными.
Хорошо. You had some questions, something?
Был еще вопрос.
Actually, I don't have a question.
Uh-huh.
I simply have something interesting to tell you.
Good.
About when you said, you know, when you said that people ask you about your back, and when you answer that you're talking with God, they say that you must be crazy because God doesn't exist. I know a good joke about it. The professor in the university was asked the same question, whether the God exists or not. And he replied like this: anything that I can't see, feel, or touch does not exist. And someone from the auditorium asked him, excuse me, doc, what have you seen your own brain?
А расскажите, чтоб все услышали.
По-русски. Что, мол, с Богом разговаривает, а его не видно-то. И вот про одного профессора тоже спросили, а есть ли Бог? И профессор ответил, что, мол, то, чего я не могу увидеть, услышать или почувствовать, потрогать, его не существует. И тут голос ему из зала. А свой мозг ты своими глазами видел?
Very good. So that's our purpose. We want people to get a brain.
И такова наша цель. Мы хотим, чтобы у людей появились мозги.
And think for yourself.
И чтобы они сами за себя думали.
А если бы вам нужно было переехать с одного места в другое, но у вас бы не хватало денег, вы какой путь выбрали? На самолете полететь и искать деньги на самолете?
What if you had to move from one place to another, but you didn't have enough money to buy a plane ticket? Which way would you travel? Would you work hard and find money to buy a plane ticket, or you would just take all the trouble and like change trains or whatever and that way travel? I went that way.
We don't want to be independent.
We don't want to.
Мы не хотим быть независимы.
We want to depend on the Lord.
Мы хотим зависеть, полагаться на Бога.
He sent me a ticket here to Uzbekistan.
Он послал мне билет полететь сюда в Узбекистан.
So we came.
Поэтому я поехал.
If there was no ticket, we wouldn't have come.
Если бы не было билета, я бы не поехал.
And we can stay in one place and we can chant Hare Krishna and we can be happy.
Мы можем жить в одном месте, повторять Hare Krishna и быть счастливыми.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to go to Hollywood.
Не обязательно для этого ехать в Голливуд.
Or Paris or New York City.
В Париж или Нью-Йорк.
You can be happy in any place.
Счастливым можно быть в любом месте.
We should depend on the Lord.
Мы должны полагаться на Господа и зависеть от Него.
Okay. Let me see.
Today you spoke about Madman. He also made a conclusion that it's very difficult to understand who is who by external symbols. Externally, one can seem crazy, but he is actually a saint. And again, another
practical question. Sometimes a crazy person comes and sits down and everybody else just flees. What should our attitude be to such people? Should we try to observe them and try to understand who they really are, whether they are saints or what? Because if you let them come in here, then most of them gather here.
Yes.
And usually we are supposed...
I already heard that lots of them were living here already.
You heard what?
I heard that lots of them were living here already. We should live life by the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he tells us, amanina manadena, we should be respectful to everyone. We should love and respect everyone in this world. But if someone is acting like a mad person and disturbing everyone, then maybe we have to respect them in a different kind of way. We can give them some prasadam. But if they're going to come in here and take all their clothes off and run around, how can we let them come? You may say, but maybe he's a great saint. Okay, if he's a great saint, then the Lord should reveal to me that he's a great saint. I don't know, he may be a great saint. So I won't offend him. I'll be respectful. My dear sir, respectfully, please go outside. And here's a plate of prasadam. Another thing happens sometimes, some people, they try to imitate mad saints. So they can get some popularity. So this happens also in every religious tradition in the world. So we should not give up our religious principles. These mad persons in Sanskrit are called avadut. And they're very rare persons. And generally, when they begin to exhibit their crazy behavior, the Lord also reveals to the other devotees, this person is a very elevated person. Once there was a devotee named Haridas Thakur. He was a great devotee. And one day there was a snake charmer. And this snake charmer, he had a cobra. And he would sing songs about Kaliya Damana Leela, about Krishna subduing Kaliya. Kaliya was a very poisonous snake that Krishna subdued. When Haridas Thakur heard the song, he became ecstatic and he started rolling on the ground. There was a very envious Brahmin there. And that Brahmin thought, look, everybody's giving respect to this Haridas Thakur. Why are they giving respect to him? He was born in a Muslim family. They should respect me. I'm born in a Hindu family. He thought, they're fools. Everyone was going and trying to touch Haridas Thakur's feet and get his blessing. So the Brahmin thought, I'll also act like that. And he did like this and he fell on the ground. And he started rolling like Haridas, oh, 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 oh. And suddenly that snake charmer jumped up. And he picked up a stick. And he's like, ha, ha, ha. He started beating him. And some of the people were shocked. Why are you beating him? He's a great saint. You were being respectful to Haridas Thakur. Why are you beating this Brahman? He's doing the same behavior. And that snake charmer said, no, he's imitating. I know, because the Lord has given me some vision. So we don't appreciate when people imitate. We should just be natural and be quiet persons. And whatever religiosity you have, it's better if you hide it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught to Raghunath Das Goswami. He told him that on the inside you be a devotee, but on the outside you act like an ordinary materialistic person. Antaranishta bahir vyavahar. On the inside you be a saint, and on the outside act like a materialist. This is a very good way to go through life. Because being a mad saint is very difficult.
Mataji?
They say that in Kali Yuga the law of karma is in action, and if a person doesn't have any happiness, no money, etc., how can we help such a person?
We can give them Krishna's name. And if they don't want Krishna's name, they can chant Bhishmala. They can chant the name of Allah. Prabhupada said you should chant the names of the Lord.
Prabhupada.
I've seen in India people who don't have enough money to eat every day. Maybe they're riding a rickshaw. I met one rickshaw wala like this.
He
had no money. No money for good clothes. No money to feed his family. No money for a house. No money for education for his children. But that rickshaw wala was one of the happiest people I've ever met. He was in Jagannath Puri, I met him. And we got on the rickshaw, Krishna Kunda and I. And he saw that we were devotees. And so much happened as he started singing. Paramananda He Madhava Padunga Luchi Makaranda Se Makaranda Panakori Anande Bolo Hari Hari Harinka Name Bandavela Parikori Be Chakadola Se Chakadolanga Paraye Manamo Rahu Nirantare Manamo Nirantare Rahu Ha Krishna Bole Jiva Jao Ha Krishna Bole Jao Jiva Mote Udhara Radha Dava Mote Udhara Radha Dava Mote Udhara Radha Dava. The famous prayer to Lord Jagannath. Paramananda He Madhava. Oh Jagannath, you're known as Madhava and you give the greatest happiness. I'm dying in this world. Please, may I make a boat out of your name. And I'll cross the ocean of birth and death by chanting your name. Such a nice song. And he was such a wonderful person. I've met some very rich people. But I have to say honestly, that poor Rick Sawala was happier than any rich man I've ever met. So Mataji, this is what our answer for them. Money can't buy you happiness. Only buys you anxiety.
We've been missing your sweet kirtans very much, and we're very happy to see you here again.
I think that Krishna protected all of you because you're so sincere, and Krishna kept us away. That to protect all of you, Krishna kept us away because you're also kept us away.
Поскольку вы такие искренние, Кришна защищает вас. Он делал так, что нас подальше держал.
But now Krishna is being very kind to Krishna Kunda and I.
Но теперь Кришна очень добр ко мне и Кришна Кунде.
And he's giving us a chance to get your association.
И он дал нам возможность получить ваше общение.
Will you please bless us?
Поэтому, пожалуйста, благословите нас.
Srila Prabhupada ki Gopremanande. So I hope everybody takes prasadam very nicely, spiritual food. And I think Mahendra may make some announcement. We'll have some other programs next few days. Ochin spasiba. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice
Thank
translation.
Thank you.